Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back when Jay-Z first started Tidal a couple of years ago, a lot of people thought he was crazy. It was like, man, Jay, why don't you just join the other streaming giants and do a partnership deal with him? And then he and his partners, they said, no, we're going to go out on our own thing. This streaming platform is going to be for us. This is going to be our thing, Tidal. The crazy thing about Tidal, when you think about it, the whole platform was built on giving more to the artists, more royalties, exclusive platform for videos, concert streaming, and independent artists having a true platform to deliver their content to and people find them, podcasts, journalistic information that you can find, just the freedom to be able to watch uncensored content that you won't find on TV because traditional programming would be afraid of the message, but not Roc Nation, not Jay-Z's team. Tidal is that voice. Tidal is the eyes that display the vision for everybody to see. And that's the great thing about the platform. So when you think about Tidal as a whole in the streaming service, it really is a one-of-one when you look at everything. High fidelity sound. When you subscribe to Tidal and you get their high fidelity sound platform, the quality that comes through your headphones, it's crazy, crystal clear, lossless sound, means you don't lose any sound quality at all. The way their videos look on your phone is different, clear, crisp. The way you can minimize a video and then go search for the content and still see the video playing, I think that's like super cool. But most importantly, the curated video playlist, the curated song playlist, the way that Tidal has integrated celebrities and their messages into the music platform is beautiful. You don't see other streaming platforms really doing that from a culture way in the form of hip hop and what we consider our music, our culture, a multi-billion dollar industry. We believe Tidal does that extremely well. People, listen, go to Tidal.com, T-I-D-A-L.com. Just try out the trial, see for yourself. And I guarantee you, a concert, a playlist, a video, you're going to discover dope movies. Shout out to Tales. Shout out to a lot of other movie platforms on the network that you're going to be intrigued by. And most importantly, there's a message within Tidal that you need to hear. Go to Tidal.com, people. Back to our scheduled programming. Always dream of winning. Always better yourself. And most importantly, people, it's about results and nohype.com. Peace. This is Jonathan with the Raising the Bar podcast, people. The Raising the Bar podcast is like one of the dopest platforms in the world because we are not the typical podcast platform. There is no cookie cutter with us. There is no list of questions. When you are speaking to people that are changing the world, that are born with a gift, there is no script. You got to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. You got to ask the questions that will give the listener the type of information they need to feel inspired and to grow further, faster. And that's what the Raising the Bar podcast is all about. And today is no different. I'm speaking, you know, I remember back in 1996 when I was listening to D'Angelo. And I said, who is that guy? I didn't know who he was. I just heard his track Lady. And something hit me. When you are dealing with people that have a talent, that have a gift, that are creating music, which is the universal language of the world, that's what superstars do. They grab you from the moment you hear their voice and you never let them go. Today is no different. Talking to a guy today that has taken the world by storm, definitely out here on the West Coast where we are. He's killing it and all over the world and the globe. And when you hear his music, on Tidal, Apple Music, wherever. You hitting save and you clicking buy on iTunes. So I'm honored, and I mean super honored, to have major recording artist, superstar, my guy, Blast, on the Raising the Bar podcast. Blast, welcome to the podcast, my brother.
What's good, man? Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, you know how to give you that Diddy intro. For sure.
I love it.
You gotta love that, man. Let me tell you something. You know, and shout out to Austin, but I wrote about Mozzie and on Hip Hop's 1987 with Streets Ain't Safe. And then from that point there, I said, man, this dude is lit. And I was trying to track down, I was telling our PR people, yo, find out where this guy is, find out who he is. I want to interview him. And then from that point there, just crazy, Austin reached out, and it was bananas, man. You know you are a star, bro, when you have grown men singing your records on regular. I just want you to know that. That's real fact right there.
That's right.
Because that's what Bryson Tiller had grown men doing. He had grown men singing Don't. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's crazy, man. But listen, I'm going to get into it, man. When you look in the mirror, man, it's 2020. It's been a crazy year. But when you look in the mirror, no PR around, no music playing, you're not on set. It's just you, yourself, and the highest, man. Like, what do you see in yourself as a man and an entrepreneur in 2020? Like, what do you see in yourself?
Man, I just see just a pure version of myself. Like, over the course of putting out this project, I just learned how to fall in love with myself and just be honest. And what I see is the truth, you know, just being pure. However that sounds.
Definitely. And I noticed with all your pictures, like, you're looking straight ahead. There's a certain stare. You know, like, even for your new single, Got It All, which I love, bro. You know, dope record.
Yeah, appreciate that.
But I saw you took the angle and you're looking forward. And then, you know, it's like, you got this look, man. You are laser focused on your vision, man. Talk about the vision you had before everything started really, like, catching fire. Like, what was your mentality like to get you to this point? Like, what were you doing, like, day-to-day grind-wise? What type of discipline and things were you doing to make it to this point? Because you were born with the talent. How did you manifest that?
Man, as a kid, I was a dreamer, you know? So I always had that in the back of my mind that sooner or later, people gonna catch on. Like, this is possible. So, you know, at a young age, I fell in love with words, just putting words together. But I knew that that wasn't enough, you know, to be the greatest at what I wanted to do. So I was teaching myself how to be hands-on with everything in music, as far as how to record myself, how to make beats, how to design cover art, how to do post-production on videos, just fall in love with the workflow of it. And that's how I began manifesting it, because it's like, how I think about it is, if I look towards something, it's going to meet me halfway. So if I one step closer, my goal is going to walk two steps closer.
On September 6th, you posted a video on your Instagram with your guy, Devin, and you were just in the studio, and you were just going over the record, man. And that video stood out to me a lot, bro, because it's like, you really are about the art. Like, every syllable, every vowel, every consonant, every sound, like, you could just tell you in your zone, man. Let the audience know, man, these songs that we hear, that we buy and stream, and everything like that. I mean, obviously we're doing it because we love your music, but when you're in that video, man, what is going through your mind during the creation process? Like, what is your vibe like? What's your energy like, man?
Man, that's crazy that you say that, because, like, it's nothing that's planned out. I just look at myself like a channel. Like, I'm just being you, and I just let it come out. Like, I don't double take or nothing. I don't overthink it. Whatever I feel at that moment, I really just jot that down or record that, you know. I feel like that's what's been working for me, just letting it come out purely. Yeah, that's kind of what goes through my mind, like, don't overthink.
Yeah, and that's what I saw in that clip, and it's on your Instagram page, which is dope, but there's a freedom in you. Like, I've been working on this article. Well, first of all, like, you saw the first article I wrote about you with the single.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what did you think of the press release, the way I detailed out your music?
It's crazy. Like, this, the unique perspective is always dope. So yeah. I always apply that, and I always apply that and just value how other people look at it, because it's, you know, it's one thing being me, but to see it from another perspective is dope. So,
yeah.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate that, and definitely shout out to Found Blue, man. When you come to Miami, we gotta chop it up and just have drinks and stuff poolside at Found Blue and just talk. But when I'm listening to your music, music is a journey, and it takes you somewhere. Your music takes people somewhere, and your song Searching off the initial EP, like, that's the man. And Right or Wrong, dude, 100 streams, 1,000 streams a day, bro. So,
that's love.
Because for somebody to write about something you did, you're the creator of it. I'm just like, you're Malcolm X. I'm like your Alex Haley. So, like, I'm looking at it like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what is he saying? And I'm like, and then I said, wow. Because like, everything from the music, the texture of the flavor, I'm doing. So, I want to go into this. You put together an EP right now that's killing it right now. Like, everybody at Radio Pushes and Beyond and Hip Hop 19, so everywhere, people say, yeah, I say, yo, go check out this guy, Blast. Tell me if you don't put his music. Everybody is feeling the music. What type of pressure do you feel going into the second run of your music? Like, how do you balance expectation, your gift, failure, and greatness? How do you balance that?
That's a good question.
Thank you,
bro. How I balance pressure is just staying true to myself. At the end of the day, I understand I can't please everybody. But what everybody can relate to is the truth, you know? You don't got to agree with it, but you got to respect it. And at the end of the day, I feel like my truth is relatable. Like, a lot of people go through what I go through. I'm not the only one. And that's what people gravitate to my music for. Vulnerability, honesty, perspective, it's just all pure.
I think you said something that people can have a hard time dealing with, and that's their truth, because the truth is expensive. It's very expensive because it's not always going to be favorable to people. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And when you do your truth, sometimes you rub people the wrong way, sometimes it works. You're working right now. Your music is working right now, just so you know. It's working. So,
I appreciate that. That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's working right now. So here's my thing. When you look at not even other people, but just looking at, you know, yourself, you have your own dreams and goals that you don't need to share with nobody. It's things within your heart you know you want to come true. I want you to describe to the audience how desperation plays a role into your determination, because you are, to get to this point, you got to be highly motivated. You didn't just wake up and say, nah, I think I'm gonna do it. Like, you've been grinding.
Yeah.
So talk about how desperation fuels your success. Raising a Bar podcast, go ahead.
Absolutely. I look at it the same way. Like, you know, you gotta stay hungry. Like, that's what keeps me sitting out best version of myself. Like, I know I can always do better at something. So I don't know if that's me being a Virgo, me being a perfectionist, but I feel like I always look at myself and I'm gonna be a critic, you know? So I just know if I stay hungry, then I'm gonna always produce the best quality of work. And I like that edge. It's good to have that hustler edge. Good to have that competition within yourself. Like, not a competition with nobody but myself. It's bigger than me. You know, that's another thing, knowing that it's for my family. So I can please myself, but can I please my son? Can I please his grandchild? It's bigger than me.
I want to tell you something that no other podcast is going to take. This Raising the Bar, so we raise the bar for real. Let me tell you why you're going to make it. Let me speak some proclamation to manifestation. I do a lot of writing. I've been a motivational speaker for years. I'm a part of some huge brands. Hip Hop 1987, Radio Pushers, Radio Station. The reason why you're going to make it, Blast, and when I say make it, I don't mean make it and just that's it. You're going to be one of the greatest musicians ever to be in the game. Here's why. You bring a level of universal creation that very few artists can bring to the table. Everything you do, Overrated, No Love Lost, Be Alone, Gang Slide. You know why those songs and those videos resonate, hit so hard, because all through there, all through those visuals, brother, there is a message that taps directly into the heart muscle of everybody that believes that journey. So this is why you're going to not only be a multimillionaire, that's done, but your greatest test is going to be elevating against your own ambition, because that's when you become the GOAT. Because that's how I look at you. Your next album, smash out of here. Your next, got it all out of here. Visuals out of here.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But just know your greatest test is not making it. You're going to, Grammys, you're going to get that, but who cares? BET Awards, be proud of that. You're going to get a few of those. You're going to kill it, bro. Yeah. Like, you're going to be able to feed generations with it. Your biggest test is going to be elevating above your ambition so you can go higher and be even greater to yourself and don't get swallowed up by contentment. As long as you do that, bro,
Absolutely. You
good. And that's my positivity to you, because I know greatness. Trust me, I've written about it for years. I wrote for everybody, Joseph Core, Power, everybody you can think of. I wrote Malik, I wrote articles on everybody, interviewed everybody, bro. I wanted to push the button on you because people need to understand, bro. People like you are one of one. And that's real talk. And I'm telling you that. Take that and own that. Own that, man, because that's a high price to pay. But you can pay it. But you got it, bro.
That's heavy. I don't take that lightly, and I really appreciate that.
Like, yeah, take that, bro.
RPSSR.
Yeah, take that.
Absolutely.
Take that all the way. I want to go into this part here. Got it all. I mean, well, Gang Slide, No Love Lost, Be Alone. That is all of your EP and that you've been doing. And Forever Humble, all that. Got It All is a new joint with Dom Kennedy, which is a dope record. Talk about the creation of everything with Got It All and the new project you got, you know, dropping.
Yeah, so, you know, with the original No Love Lost project, there was no features. So me just listening to my fans on Twitter and stuff, of course they wanted more music, but they wanted me to also, you know, see how I sounded with other artists. So the first thing came to my mind was like, I got to do something with Dom Kennedy. To me, he's like the epitome of L.A. And me being from L.A., I feel like I wanted to make that impression first that I can hang with the big dog, you know? So me linking up with Dom Kennedy is everything to me. He's like the IQ of my generation. That's how I put him.
No doubt.
That was definitely a pivotal moment for me. It was natural. It was organic. Dom Kennedy was just how you would imagine him to be. And the vibe was curated just like that, off natural relationships. So with that being said, you know, putting together the deluxe, I also wanted to display a different side of me. Like, people don't really know that I rap too, outside of just the melodies. So I got a song called Pressure that I feel like people really don't gravitate to and appreciate that different angle of it.
So Pressure is a song where you actually, you have your alter ego there for rapping, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Right. So when it comes to this new project, obviously, like, do you have a release date for it?
Yep, it's coming out this Friday on the 4th.
Woo. Good Friday. There you go. I think, you know what, the 4th, I think that's Jay-Z's birthday.
Yeah, that's
also
my son's birthday, which is crazy.
There you go, man. There you go. I'm like, December 4th, that's Jay. Listen, and I want to ask you this so people can know, like, on your YouTube, you got that cook-up. Man, that cook-up was crazy. That cook-up was...
I appreciate that.
People, go to his YouTube, man. Just type in BLXST, man. That's all you got to do. I want you to talk about, with all of the, you know, the new energy, the new things around you, when you're in the back of that chauffeured SUV and you look out the window and you kind of pull it down a little bit, man, and nobody's really talking to you, tell me what you're thinking about, man. Like, what's going through your mind in that moment? Our next interview is going to be in the Maybach. Just to let you know, we're going to be in the Maybach. We're just going to ride through the city. I got my guy. We can rent one. We're going to ride through the city, South Beach. We're just going to talk. But go ahead, man. When you got the window down, man, and you looking out, man, tell me what you thinking, man.
Man, first thing I can think of right now is, like, it's possible. and we can really take over this city.
Say that one more time. I mean, because say that one more time. It's what? Because that was powerful. When you look out the window, you got the window
possible.
Down.
Woo! Absolutely. You know, it's possible. Like, I remember just me sitting in the room as a young kid, like, man, just dreaming and thinking about it, and it's really happening. Like, the power of manifestation is real. I want people to understand that. Just riding around the city, it's like, dang, this is where I was raised, and this is what I can change, this is what I can grow from, this is what I can add to. Like, it's more than just music. I feel like music is just the tree and the branches. But, you know, it's, of course, you got the fruit. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's so much that can come from just music. It's so powerful. Words, the messages, like, so as I'm looking out the window, I just it's hungry. I don't know how to explain it.
Man, that's that raising the bar. Hey, bro, listen. Those raising the bar questions be crazy, right? They be crazy.
Yeah.
They be crazy, man. Make you think, man. Because, you know, you said one word. It's possible. I want everybody to just let that breathe. The man said when he in the back of the chauffeur, Escalade, blacked out. Shout out to Cadillac. Window down, he looking out the window, and he said it's possible. For every artist out there listening, everybody that thinking they hot, when you get to that moment, let me know. Cause that's when you know you move. Blast is at that moment. And I always tell people, it's not like people saw your face all over a billboard 2 years ago, whatever. And people said, man, this guy Blast. But then people don't know, you've been grinding for years, bro, through LA, for years.
Yeah.
Like, real talk.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that people don't understand. Before you put the icing on the cake, you was in that mixing bowl early. For real, for real.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Blast.
Now, I was just saying, like, and I just look at it like, you know, you plant the seed. It don't grow right away, but as long as you nourish and you water it every day, it's going to be healthy and strong at the end of the day. So, just don't focus on the fruits of the labor, just focus on curating that seed the best way possible.
What's one thing about yourself that you want to improve going into 2021? Like, what's one thing about you, man, that you may want to improve about Blast?
So, like, just the confidence within myself. Like, I'm still finding that. But that's, like I said before, that's also what keeps me hungry.
Just strive.
I know it's impossible to be perfect, but just to strive for perfection is what always produces the best version. But like I said, you know, just keeping that confidence within myself. Keep going, I'm on the right path.
This new ultra sexy, ultra vibrant project you have dropping this Friday, what's the name of it? And what message do you feel people will take from it when they actually listen to it?
So yeah, this is the Lux version for No Love Law. I just want people to know that I'm here for the long run. I'm here for the longevity. So this is going to spray inside of me, speaking on like how you said, as far as pressure, the pressure that I'm dealing with, and what's to come. And I just want people to know that I'm here to be your favorite artist, even if I'm not your favorite artist, your most respected artist. And I just want to continue to put out quality over quantity.
What's going on? The merch, your logo is dope. That EVGLE, that's hot, bro. We got to get, I mean, talk about what people can get the merch at, because we want to buy some merch. We believe in supporting business. We want to buy some merch, obviously with a discount code, but we definitely want to buy some merch. I want to get some merch, man. Like, I want to, man, your graphic team, your videographer, shout out to him. And listen, that's your Benny Boom right there, bro. That's your Benny Boom. I don't know who they are, but all your videos, that's what made Hype Williams so dope. Like, every video he did, it had a meaning behind it. That's how I get when I watch your videos, bro. Like, that Gang Slide video, it's just got that energy, man. It got that energy to it, the L.A., just a balance between hood, life, politics, street codes, and just having vibing out. So, but anyway, getting back to the merch, man, where can people get merch from you?
Yeah, and I just want to, you know, speak on what you were saying. That was one of my boys from high school that directed all the videos, which is crazy. But shout out to Made by James. And then as far as merch, you can get that at blast.com, B-L-X www.sp.com. Got everything on there from the activation, you know, the rollout. You just be feeding the fans new information, but the merch is also on there.
Listen, I'm going to just give you a design idea. We can chop it up later with Austin. You need to take that screenshot of Be Alone or the videos, put them LA palm trees back there, bro. Put it like the scene and yeah. Sell that. That's going to be hot, bro. Like you got for that Forever Humble. Take the LA in the background with the trees, the palm trees. We'll do a shoot and put that Be Alone on there. Yeah. And then put like a silhouette of you right in the lower hand side, man. And then make it a smart shirt where when they scan the barcode, they can get to the album, man. Because that font you use on your videos is hard, bro. That font hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Appreciate that.
I'm a detail kind of guy, man. That's it. So listen, you got man, you see, man, wait till you see this new one. Wait till you see this new press release. Like I've been working this thing for like 2.5 weeks because I go on set when I write. Well, you read my last one. So whether I'm at Found Blue or I'm at, you know, Eden Rock, wherever I'm at, I go and actually write from location. But I got this new one, you know, dropping about the invisible force of greatness. So I got this new one I'm dropping. So get ready for that, bro. It's about you. So I'm taking all your records and I mix them into a dope press release. So I'm dropping that exclusively on Hip Hop Since 1987. Dropped that on there. So it's going to be dope.
Absolutely.
So,
and shout out.
Nah, man, listen, your music, man, I can write a book off it. It's no problem. It's not even issue, man. Right or wrong, searching my joint. That's my joint. You got to do a video for Searching, man. Tell them to cut the check, man. Do a video for Searching. If you need me to call Red Bull, let me know. I'll give them a call. We need Searching ASAP. Listen, man, you're an entrepreneur. You're a major recording artist. You are a father. You are a humanitarian. You're a soul survivor. You everything, bro. At the end of the day, what is one thing about you that people love that you can say publicly? What's one characteristic about you think people just like about Blast?
I would assume my humbleness. I'm not too big-headed. I don't think I'm better than anybody. I was tough to treat the janitor the same way as the owner of the building. So I think people can relate to me on that. Connect to the top of the charts, to the bottom of the bottom.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Blast, what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Raising the Bar podcast today, brother? What have you enjoyed the most?
Man, I enjoy the uplifting, the motivation. That's what I appreciate. It's just fuel for me. I appreciate you giving me game as well, too. That's a jewel. That it's not just a conversation. It's something that I can take and learn from and apply, you know?
Definitely, man. Well, you know, to give game, you have to inspire game. So your music inspired me to say that. That was all real. So you got to realize that, too. Nobody can give you none if you didn't give it to them first. So it goes back to Bible times and beyond, man. So you take what I told you about making it. That's already done. Get that out your mind. You already there, bro. You a superstar. I don't care if it don't matter. The thing I want you to always remember that you're in a race. You're in a war against yourself from here on out. It's all about elevating past your ambition to be greater than great, to be greater than what you know you can be. That's those moments of reaching the GOAT status, man. You got to do it. So you're going to have your flu game. You're going to have your saving the last dance moments, but just go through it. You feel me? For sure.
1,000%. There it is. I appreciate that.
All right. So what's the name of the album dropping on this Friday again?
Don't Love Block Your Luck.
All right, and your website again. Say it out slow phonetically for the audience, please.
So, it's blast.com. No A, B-L-A-S-E.com.
Right, people, so that's www.b as in boy, L as in Larry, X as in X-ray, S as in Steve, T as in Tom.com. You can get merch. Can they buy your album from your website?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we got links. Streaming, sure.
Yeah, definitely. And people, I know y'all love streaming, man, but buy the music, man. This got music. When you buy it for iTunes or Amazon or anywhere, man, this is something you want in your collection. And are there going to be any, like, special releases, like, through Merch Bar, through wherever, where they can maybe get, like, a vinyl set, anything like that?
Yeah, Yeah, we actually working on some, you know, some dope ways to release the merch, but it's just in talks right now. But definitely go. If you go to that page, blackstock.com, that's where you can find all the upcoming information as far as everything we got rolling out.
Gotcha, man. Blast, listen, I know you got to get out of here, man. I thank you for your time, brother. Honored to have you on the Raising the Bar podcast, man. Peace and love. And shout out to Austin, man. Thanks for always connecting the dots, man. Bless. Manifestation, bro. That's your word for 2021. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Come on, jump it up.
Let's get it. Peace. Thank you, sir.
Another one. Another one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.